May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. This weekend, people throughout our nation are celebrating Memorial Day. I think it's important that we remember that this day isn't simply the unofficial beginning of the summer season, but it is a day that we commemorate and honor those who have given their lives for us. This morning's gospel, we hear of the centurion who had a slave. This soldier was told by Jesus that his faith was so great it was not found in anyone else in all of Israel. Now, what does he say about this centurion? The centurion says to Jesus, "Jesus, I understand. I'm a man who is set under authority. I am a man who is to serve, but people are also to serve me. And so when I say to one of my soldiers, go, he goes. And when I say come, he comes. And when I say to my slave, do this, my slave does it. So all you need to do is to speak, and my servant will be healed." This man knew that Jesus had power, that Jesus, with a simple word, was able to heal and make whole. I think it's interesting that this is the character in today's gospel. This day that we remember those whose lives have been given for us. It's really interesting if we think about Memorial Day, Decoration Day, as I mean, I'm not giving you a real history lesson, but Decoration Day after the war between the states wasn't simply a time to honor the war dead, but it was an opportunity to bring together our nation. To say, you know, we may have differed. We may have looked at the world differently. But there are those who believed deeply and offered their lives for their country. So instead of trying to divide, this day truly is a day of unity. It is a day to give thanks and to remember. But in the opening collect that I chose this morning, it's very important to realize that people that have lost their lives didn't do so in vain. People who have lost their lives in the service of our country, of our nation, of our hopes and our dreams, I have no doubt did so hoping that war would be done away with forever. That their purpose and their righteous cause would be an end to hatred and battle and killing and war. I'm convinced that every time someone takes up arms with a deeply held conviction, they believe that they are fulfilling God's purpose. On this Memorial Day, I ask that we all reflect. We reflect on those who loved this country and who cared for us. and who were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. But as we do so, I would like us to remember equally the words from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which no doubt is the vision that we all hold. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the adder's den, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the asp den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. Let us honor. Let us give thanks, but also let us remember what God's purpose is for us and for his world. Amen.